The Labor Department found significant violations, mostly related to overtime pay. 164 companies were involved, from major drillers to smaller support service vendors. Alfonso Cristina oversaw the investigation and says the companies have agreed to pay nearly $4.5 million in back wages.
This $4.5 million did not go into the government coffers. This $4.5 million went into the wallets and bank accounts of hardworking people.
Major energy companies tend to rely on subcontractors to do much of the work at gas well sites. Cristina says this disjointed structure with different layers of employers can often lead to labor violations. The federal agency is looking into similar violations in other parts of the country. Marie Cusick, State Impact, Pennsylvania.